So what's the most expensive blunder you've made at work? It's 99.7 DJX. Sean checks in. I worked at UPS, the airport. I accidentally made an entire container, missed their flight. Couldn't tell you how much it cost because I don't know the prices of all the packages. But I've also watched people run into planes causing hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage to the planes.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead. If we're grading on a scale, this is not that bad compared to that.
What the hell, any Melanie checks in. On my first day on the job like a decade ago, I backed the company car into a pole. Didn't lose my job, though. So
okay,
that's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Chris, while on a training skydive to get my tandem instructor rating, I've been paying a little extra for each jump, which normally cost me $23 for a skydive. It's cost me $80 per skydive since I have to pay for the person strapped to my chest and pay to rent the parachute. So it's not cheap training course. Well, on my seventh training jump, we have to do 10. I made the mistake of not throwing out the drogue, which is required to activate the main parachute.
Wow.
Since the main wasn't working, I had to use my reserve parachute. Since it was my mistake, and a mistake I will never make again, nevertheless, I'm responsible for paying to restore what I did. So, $80 for the skydive, $100 to repack the reserve parachute, $150 for the cutaway handle I dropped, $250 for the bag that flew away that holds the reserve parachute, and $1,200 for the automatic activation device that misfired. That was almost a $2,000 skydive.
Oh, gosh.
That'll take some time to pay off.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a lot. I had no idea that all that went into all that.
Well, at least you didn't die.
Yes.
So
that's the glasses half full perspective.
Sure.
Derek, I'm in IT. I ran what I thought was a harmless cleanup script on the live server. Took down the entire company website during a major product launch.
Oh.
It was about a $250,000 mistake in lost sales.
Wow.
Surprisingly, I was not fired.
Okay.
In fact, I was promoted later because, quote, you'll never do that again.
Well,
you learn from your mistakes.
I guess so.
Good perspective, too. Yeah.
Amy checked in. I made a lot of copies the wrong way and wasted a whole team of copy paper.
Oh.
Seems a little insignificant, but I'm a teacher, and your teacher listeners will understand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%. 100%.
Most expensive blunder you've made at work.
Oh, Chase. I was working at a very well-known major hotel in Louisville.
Uh-huh.
We had just finished a multi-million-dollar renovation.
Oh.
There was a huge rug in the lobby we had imported from Italy.
Why you gotta break your mama's heart?
Two guys came in saying they were there to clean the rug. They looked like some Stanley Steamers knockoff, so I thought it was legit.
Oh, no.
They moved all the furniture off the rug, rolled it up, put the furniture back, loaded it in their van, and left.
Oh, no.
In the manager's meeting, I brought it up. Turns out it was fake. They
stole a
rug worth over $10,000.
Wow!
We did get it back eventually, but dang it. Wow.
They just rolled in. Hey, we're here to clean your rug. All right.
Who would have thought there's a rug stealing ring?
Yeah, I was going to say, I would have probably made the same mistake.
That is a crime I never would have thought would have happened.
Man.
That's crazy, Chase. Oh, my gosh.
Tim messaged us and said, I work in construction, read the blueprint wrong.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Had my crew pour a foundation 2 feet off. So the whole thing had to be jackhammered and redone.
Oh, gosh.
Cost us about $75,000.
Oh, if there is ever a profession where details matter.
Yes.
Construction is it.
Yes.
Alyssa, I'm a vet tech. Mixed up two dogs with the same name. Gave one an unnecessary procedure prep.
Oh, gosh.
Caught it before anything happened.
Right.
But the clinic comped everything, cost $3,500.
Okay. Well, at least she caught it.
Well, yes. At least you didn't give a dog a procedure it didn't need. Like surgery or something.
I want to say that a while ago, we were going to have a rescue cat spayed, and the vet opened up the cat and was like, oh, already spayed. And so we're like, oh. So I was like, all right.
Oh.
So I guess we just paid to get a cat spayed that it was already spayed.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Nina, a couple more here, but most expensive blunder you've made at work. I used to work as a retail manager. One time accidentally priced high-end jackets at $9.99 instead of $99.90.
Oh, that is a really good sale.
During a flash sale, people swarmed. It wound us costing us $22,000 before we caught it.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, my God. And nobody questioned that?
They're just, like, ringing it up. Wow, this is a good jacket.
What a great deal.
What a good deal.
You know, this is... Aren't we sure?
Are we?
Nobody second guess and ask the manager, are we sure about this price? That
I mean,
amazing. Because if so, I'm going to buy one.
It says it on the ticket.
Brandon, I used to work as an event DJ.
Mm.
One time I plugged my setup into the wrong voltage at a fancy gala.
Mm.
Fried my entire sound system. Silence.
Ooh.
Just a bunch of rich people staring at me, LOL. Wound up costing like $12,000 in equipment and refunding the event.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, man.
All right. So there you go.
Okay.
Other examples.
Details matter.
Of expensive blunders at work.
Hopefully you have a great day at work and you pay attention.